This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, the 4th of August is upon us, and we are all here assembled to bring you up to date on what's going on. Good news, sometimes not so good news, but reality speaks here. Jennifer Horn is the reality speaker. Victoria Keelan is a reality speaker. Doug Steffen, yes, well, our realities are all different, though, right? Don't you think? Well, based on our experience?
Sure.
Sure. So,
what is reality?
Well, pinch yourself. So, you know, there's a philosophy that we are not really here. You know that, right?
That's deep. Where are we?
No,
I'm serious. Why did I get up early today? Yeah. We're not really here.
Wherever you go,
there you are. Yeah, right, exactly. I used to, my children were always, when they were young, when we were driving around, Megan would say to me, Daddy, you're lost. And I would look at her and I would say, no, Megan, I'm not lost. I am where I am, and you are where you are, and we know where we are. We're right here.
Not all those who wander are lost?
That's right. Wanderer. Call me the Wanderer. The song from Dion and the Belmonts.
Don't do it, Phil. Don't do it.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. You can find that song.
Don't do it, Phil.
Well, you can find the song where Jennifer brings us up to date on some good milk news. The good news, the best milk news could be that we have really understood what organic means when it comes to milk, and we've stopped calling that water that's colored, that comes from almonds or coconuts.
Don't get crazy, because we're going to talk a little oat milk, too, and all this. But the reason I bring this up is because, for those of you who don't know, maybe just new to the program, Doug made his fantastic living on dairy farming. And he's got cows back at the farm.
I never made a living in dairy farming in my life.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it with a little smile in my voice.
No,
but you were indeed a dairy farmer, and you've got cows back on the farm. And milk is close to your heart because you sell ice cream. And so, hello. And the coronavirus pandemic, we talk about it, has been really bad for a lot of businesses. Restaurants, bars, recreation, travel, the hospitality industry, they're all taking it in a bad way because people just aren't going anywhere. But one industry that has been doing okay is actually big dairy. Now, I know you're not going to like the big in dairy, but the dairy industry is doing a lot better. In fact, so much so that they're bringing back the Got Milk ads. Remember those? They had been retired for several years, and now they're coming back. Back in March, when Americans were fully stocking up and prepping for the pandemic, sales of milk went up, and it went up in a big way compared to the last year. Kids were no longer having meals at school, so they were drinking milk at home. Adults suddenly were looking for those comfort items. They wanted a bowl of cereal. Maybe they wanted to bake and they wanted to cook. They needed milk to do that. Dairy milk was up 21% year over year in March and up 2% year over year in June. Oat milk, which has seen a tremendous rise in popularity, was up 270% to 132 million in that stretch. Almond milk, coconut milk, rice milk were also up. And so now they're looking at bringing these Got Milk ads back. TV ads are coming, where they're going to be looking at videos of people on the internet opening a gallon with their toes, maybe jumping into a kiddie pool filled with milk and cereal. They're using TikTok to help offshoot this. One TikTok shows Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky swimming the length of the pool with a glass of chocolate milk balanced on her head. So the dairy industry, which has long been in decline, is looking at capitalizing on the fact that people are home. Back in, from 2010 to 2018, milk sales declined 13%, and a lot of dairies were closing down. So for now, celebrate the win. It looks like the dairy business is on the rise. Come on.
Now, spoken like a true city slicker who doesn't have a clue about what really is
clue,
going on.
You have a clue, Jen.
You do not have a clue.
Well, I don't, because I hate milk. Sorry. I don't drink it. I don't like it.
Okay. So then let me correct
zero
your
clues.
Errant thinking when it comes to good news for milk, maybe good news for milk drinkers to a point, if you can find some really good milk to drink. The problem is what you're drinking that passes for milk is not the milk that you grew up on. It's not the milk that is healthy. It is just colored water that has been treated by lasers, microwaves, pretty much everything that can get out of it, the crap that comes from the huge agribusinesses that pass for dairy farms, where there are 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 cows in one place that are milked by robots. They don't have access to pasture or good food. Their feed is basically a mix-up of all kinds of garbage, bread. I mean, it's just what the antithesis, and we're so removed from the farm that we don't get it. You look at a bottle of white something, and you go, oh, that looks like it's going to be healthy for me, when in fact it isn't. It's not bad for you, just there's nothing there. So you're paying $4.85 or whatever you pay for a half a gallon of milk, and you get white water. It's the biggest hoax that has been perpetrated not only in America. In Europe, it's not quite the same because they have a different relationship with the family farms and with dairy especially. Women and men who grow up in France, for example, Spain, to an extent, Italy, really on the British Isles. You probably have had stories, Victoria, from your background, stories about where every family had a cow or two.
My dad grew up in Ireland with a cow. Yep.
Yeah. And even today, they still have cows. They don't process the milk. They don't run it through purulators and all kinds of stuff to take away the value and the flavor. They milk the cow. Now, is it practical for everyone to have a cow? No, of course not. But is it practical for you to be, should you expect to get something for your money, some value for what you spend to buy a gallon of milk or half a gallon of milk? And that is predicated. I was hopeful when you started the story, Jennifer, you were going to tell us about a lot of farms in pretty much every state around the country that have seen a resurgence of interest in what actually goes on the farm, people coming to the farm.
We're just doing the got milk commercial.
I know, I get it, okay. But the got milk commercial is being paid for by there's what they call a dairy checkoff. There for all of the growers, there's a pork checkoff, there's a beef checkoff, so that the growers are asked to pay a certain percentage, a point, if you will, on the sale of the product. So let's say somebody's growing turkeys, and they get $2 a pound for the turkeys. Of that $2 a pound, they get 2 cents goes to the turkey or to the poultry checkoff. Same with to advertise the product. So the dairy industry, which has no profit in it whatsoever, none, they're now being asked, they pay for a lot of extraneous things, the family farmer, that don't, it's okay to promote it, but isn't it better to know what you're getting when you're promoting just the fact, the superficial ad, you know, get milk, got milk, whatever. It's okay, but it's superficial, as is so much else in our lives today. And I don't mean to make this a prophecy, or unless I was a prof of agriculture down at Texas A&M or something, and then maybe it would make some sense for me to go off on my toot. But it so bothers me that, and this is true of all of our food, it isn't just milk, it's we've allowed big business, the same as we've allowed the Chinese, I mean, you name it. It's all in the surface culture. What's on top, excuse me, is what rules the day. Excuse me again. That's not my allergies. I just get so worked up about this that it gets caught in my throat. Some of the words even get caught in my throat. If we could just see the good news here is that people are paying more attention because of the pandemic. People are paying more attention. They couldn't find food in March and April, so they started thinking, wait a minute, where's their food? Why don't we have any food? Why can't we get the food? Where is it? So they started, the curious among us started looking, going to farms, finding where the food comes from, and now supporting, let's hope it lasts, the number of CSAs through the roof most places in the country. And that's one of the good things that's come out of this situation has been a focus on food. But you know, you kid yourself if you really think that what you get in a plastic bottle at the grocery store is something that's good for you, because it's just not. All right. Having said that, what's the what's this? There was a flight to someplace. There was a big fight on it. What the heck was that all about?
Part of what we were talking about with the mask. I mean, people going crazy with the mask. In California this week, there was an attack at Manhattan Beach where two people who were not wearing masks were attacked violently. And I'm not saying that they were wrong. I mean, they should be wearing a mask. It's a mandate. Yep. But yep. It's also not up to people to go and beat the hell out of other people for not wearing a mask. And this story was from a flight to Ibiza, actually, where apparently Spain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where
Iberia. Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it.
Where these passengers were mixing not wearing masks with drinking, and as you can imagine, a melee unfolded. And of course, it was all captured on video. There was footage that was uploaded to Instagram showing this altercation on a KLM flight between passengers and two maskless men. According to the reports, the two men at the center of the fight had been drinking, and they were unwilling to wear masks on the plane. And so this turned violent, and they were going from Amsterdam to Ibiza. The two men were reportedly British travelers who were drunk and apparently unwilling to abide by their airline's regulation that passengers wear a face mask until arriving at their gate. And so this actually broke out into pushing and shoving, and it was all captured on social media on this airline, which, of course, if these guys aren't wearing masks and spitting and yelling at each other, it only makes the situation worse. Yeah.
Ah, sweet. So the other thing, this is a random overview of what's going on. The New York congressional race, mail-in ballot problems. One wonders, I see Nevada has passed a bill that would add the state of Nevada to a list of states, growing list, as a matter of fact, of giving active voter ballots through the mail. And now the governor there, I guess, has got to sign it, and he's expected to do so. But one wonders about the culture of voting in the mail early, before all the issues are really thoroughly vetted.
There's so many issues with this. First of all, the idea of mail-in ballot is different than absentee. Absentee is when you request it and you have control of your ballot, and that's fine. But beyond the issues of voter fraud, where you're just throwing out ballots into the public and hoping that they all get turned back in, besides that, the system is not equipped to handle this time around. I mean, if we want to migrate to a system that's more friendly to mail-in, that's fine, but it's not ready right now, and there's proof of that in New York, where the 12th Congressional District had their primary election on June 23rd, and there still is not a winner in that congressional district. So many people are fearing that when we go to vote on November 3rd and everybody's feelings are, you know, on high alert, and then we don't hear a winner, and maybe we don't get a winner until Thanksgiving, imagine what that's going to do to emotions in this country. And things are going to be riding high, and there are going to be accusations flying, I'm sure, from both sides of the aisle about people trying to steal elections. And so that's what the president's been talking about, that if the system is not ready to handle a mail-in.
So is that why he suggested we defer the election, which went over like a lead balloon?
Well, I think he was being dramatic about that, making the point that this is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to defer. No, of course, and it's also not legal. But that's the idea, is that, okay, the election will essentially be deferred if it is an all-mail-in election, because it's not going to have a clear-cut winner for weeks and weeks.
Well, I know there are a lot of ballot questions. I'm involved here locally in a ballot question to have a particular issue put on the local ballot. And so I'm looking at we have 3 months to sell the idea to the voters, and now when you think that the mail-in thing, people are going to start mailing them in October, I just don't think that's not the system. The system shouldn't allow that, because look at what happens. What changes in a month? I think it's outrageous, frankly, that people are actually thinking about this and trying to get this done. 21 after the hour.
Girl, well, then I'll be with the man.
today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extend Dovite.
Extend Dovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recognizable voice, not a necessarily a recognizable tune, John Fogerty and his three youngest children have spent the past couple of months creating special lockdown versions of some classic tunes from his long career under the banner Fogerty's Factory. They've done everything from Proud Mary to Fortunate Son. Their newest song is sort of a stripped-down take on Blue Boy from his 97 comeback album, Blue Moon Swamp. These videos were a labor of love, only produced with a few folks with social distancing and masks included, the family wrote on YouTube. We were able to create these videos without a big production or overdubs. Came straight from our house. Fogerty is backed on Blue Boy by his son Shane and Tyler. Tyler's on guitar and his 18-year-old daughter Kelsey is on drums. Fogerty's Factory, I saw some of the video. Did you see this, Victoria?
Yeah.
I actually saw some of that. Yeah, it is kind of cute. Yeah, it looks like they're on the front porch of the house. I remember maybe they
it
shot
like
it.
It's a ranch or something where they are.
Yeah.
It kind of has that, because he's posted a lot of videos where he's on different parts of his property, and it looks like kind of like a California horse ranch.
Mm-hmm. Fogerty's Factory will be taking a hiatus for a while as one of the band members, Kelsey, is off to college. We plan to bring all our fans more in the future. Shane and Tyler have been part of Fogerty's live band for the past couple of years. Fogerty spent much of 2019 on tour, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock and the landmark CCR albums Bayou Country, Green River, and Willie and the Poor Boys. Good stuff. He played a special set each night featuring Creedence classics, covers of songs with other artists that played at Woodstock, and dancers in hippie throwback costumes were on the stage. See, talking about music that speaks to me, Victoria, this is it. Well, not it, but it's certainly there's stuff in there, in this, and then I can kind of relate to. Fogarty planned on playing more dates this year, resuming his residency at the Wynn in L.A., rather Las Vegas. Pandemic forced a delay in those plans. In May, Fogarty's Factor released an EP of some of their early lockdown songs to celebrate John Fogarty's 75th birthday. Such a great feeling to be making and playing music surrounded by love, he said. We all need to celebrate the life we have and remember how precious it is. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. 26 after the hour on the DJV show, Victoria and you and me, now the focus on Roger Waters. Roger and the women of the group Lucy's paid their respects to John Prine. It's a new cover of Prine's Hello in there. Is that what we have here? Let's listen to this for a second. Story of a lonely couple whose children have grown up and become distant. Song appeared on Prine's self-titled debut album in 71. Roger Waters has covered the song a few times in recent years, beginning with a performance at the Newport Folk Festival in 2015. He also covered the Prine song Paradise then. Hello, in there. That cover that's here comes courtesy of a film about Newport called Our Voices Together. The 86-minute stream, which dropped in lieu of a physical festival, features performances by James Taylor, Tom Morello, Phoebe Bridgers, Courtney Barnett, and some others as well. It's released as a fundraiser for the Newport Festival Foundation, which has been giving money to musicians there affected by our reality. 28 past the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is urging all Americans to continue taking precautions, including wearing masks, to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president telling reporters that includes states where the virus is considered as being under control. He says there are 18 states where the positive test rate is now under 5%. Now tropical storm Isaias is moving rapidly northward along the eastern seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina last night as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now expected to bring torrential rain and flood risks along the mid-Atlantic states today, possibly impacting the nation's capital. Tornadoes are also possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dayton, Ohio will today mark a tragic anniversary, observing 9 minutes of silence for the victims of last year's deadly shooting at a bar in that city. 9 people were killed, more than a dozen injured, when a man with a gun simply opened fire. The shooting happening less than 24 hours after a massacre in El Paso, Texas, left nearly 24 people dead, making it one of the deadliest weekends in recent history. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has received documents from rapper Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. They confirmed on Monday that West has filed to run as an independent, with running mate Michelle Tidball, a biblical life coach from Wyoming. Now, if approved, Arkansas could join Oklahoma as the second state in the nation where West has qualified to be on the presidential ballot. West has already missed deadlines to appear, though, on the ballot in 9 other states, including Texas and Florida. And roller coaster riders in Japan can't scream, but at least they can look like they're screaming. A number of theme parks have no screaming rules because they want to avoid spreading the virus, but one park is offering 5 different stickers for face masks that appear to have screaming mouths on them. The idea is to give visitors a chance to show how excited they are, even if they can't actually sound excited. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tuesday, August 4th, upon you and thee, as it were, upon thee. I think thee is the same as you, isn't it, Victoria? Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program, celebrating National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. First chocolate chip cookie made by accident in Whitman, Massachusetts, in an inn called the Toll House. Really? So that's where Toll House cookies come from. Yes,
yep.
It is, in fact.
Did you know that the chocolate chip cookie was basically invented in Massachusetts?
I did. Thank you very much.
All right.
In 1938,
I did not know
Ruth,
that.
Didn't you?
I figured it was... No, for some reason I thought it was European that came here. Oh, you know, like so many of our desserts and things started with Europeans.
Right. Now, this goes back to 1938 when Ruth Graves Wakefield... planned on making regular chocolate cookies, but got the idea of throwing in chunks of chocolate into the cookie. Much to her surprise, the chocolate did not mix well with the cookie. Instead, the chunks of chocolate stayed separate from the mix. The fortunate turn of events led to the emergence of the chocolate chip cookie and the birth, basically, of a company known for chocolate chip cookies today, the Toll House Company. As time went on, different versions of the cookie were made using white chocolate, yum, or dark chocolate. As long as it's milk chocolate, it's yum. People wanted a variety of new recipes. Ruth Graves' chocolate chip cookie started to get more and more famous. And finally, Nestle reached out to her and agreed to add her recipe to their wrapper in exchange for a lifetime of free cookies. So these people got nothing from Nestle, and Nestle now...
Sounds like it. They got Nestle, a lifetime of free cookies.
Right. The average person eats 35,000 cookies in a lifetime. I'm on my way to try to beat that record, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you already have. And you probably are making up for... I don't really eat cookies that often at all.
Make up
but
for you.
Yeah, but you're probably at 70,000 cookies in a lifetime.
Thank you very much. A couple of other food-related items. Nearly 400 people in 30 states have gotten ill from salmonella that was linked to red onions. But 396 people have been infected with salmonella, and they have now diarrhea, fever, stomach cramps, all the stuff you get from salmonella, listeria, E. coli, all of this stuff. Red onions are suspected as the likely cause, as they are they're grown in this huge, huge, huge onion farm in California. And they get distributed to wholesalers and restaurants all around the country. And it's the same old crap, the same old story, the same reality. And these people keep buying. They don't know where the onions come from. Okay, there's an onion.
How does salmonella, I'm confused by this. How does salmonella get on an onion?
How does that happen?
It's in the soil?
No, salmonella doesn't usually exist in the soil. What happens is this stuff on its when it's being shipped, it's open. Remember, they put it in crates. It's not packaged. It's not sealed. It's just open.
Right.
And many of the trucks that they use to carry this stuff are not disinfected, they're not cleaned, so God knows what was in there before. They're refrigerated.
So that's
trucks.
What I meant. When I said on the onion, it's on the surface.
Well, but it gets into the onion skin's very porous. You know, you cook, you're a good cook.
Yeah, so you peel it off. Yeah, sure.
Chop it up. It's a very porous skin, so stuff gets in there very easily. And it's not, this doesn't surprise me.
This is the first time that I've ever heard of salmonella on an onion. I've heard
buy
of it, you know, on spinach
local.
And all the other stuff.
Buy local.
But local can also have salmonella.
No, not.
I mean, local means like if you live next door to a farm and you're,
that is
I don't know
right.
if you guys
are in your
produce,
own community,
but,
local,
right,
regional.
But
it's the trucking.
If you're not in a, right, but if you're not in an area, it still has to get trucked. If you're not
well, but it's an
old,
most
farm.
Of the trucks are open trucks. They bring them to the food. Most cities have a farmer's market that starts at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they sell the produce. Local farmers bring in, regional farmers bring in their produce to the farmer's market, and they sell. It's not. It's a wholesale market that sells to grocery stores and to restaurants. They come in, they buy the stuff, but very rarely is that shipped in from elsewhere. That the local markets are just that. Mm-hmm. So in this time of year, they really are very busy. But during the off season, the truckers bring their stuff in. But for at this time of year, there's not much of that stuff being brought in. So less likely to have the problem. And again, you're buying groceries at Walmart and Costco and Target. Give me a break, for God's sakes. You know, what is there when you walk into that store that makes you think that's a place to buy groceries?
It's just, well, I was at Target last week, and
commodity.
I ended up picking up some groceries while I was there. Maybe. It was very convenient. Yeah, the Target. The Target near me is it's very, very clean, and it's just very inviting.
It's not about clean. I think Target has a fabulous and well-deserved reputation of being clean.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about what they have for selection. They're not buying strawberries from the local farmer. They're not buying anything from the local guy. They're buying it as it is easy for them to distribute. They have distribution points. They bring all the stuff into a warehouse, no matter whether it's toothpaste, whether it's clothing, whatever it is, and it all gets shipped on the same truck. and brought in.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously if you can support local farms, that's what I'm all about. And you know, if you can go to, there are lots of farmers markets that happen on the weekends, especially.
Yeah.
And that's sure that makes sense.
Not going to find any salmonella there. Dunkin' Donuts.
Not, but I've never heard, again. I'm just surprised by the onion thing. I've never heard of that.
Well, there you go. You learned something. Listen to me. Listen to Uncle Dougie, and you'll be far ahead of the game. Dunkin' Donuts closing 8% of their restaurants because, well, it's a real estate thing, and it really is. You know, one of the things that people don't realize about all of these chains, most of them are real estate plays, and they're not really big. They don't make a lot. I mean, how do you make money on a 99-cent taco? You don't raise any money. It's whatever is $2 worth of chicken. There's no money in that. The money is in the location of the restaurants. And they can pay the rent. And there's tremendous volume from these places. Dunkin' Donuts is a real estate company, basically. And you'll notice that they do long-term leases in shopping centers, or they own the facility that they are in. They're in the Speedway convenience stores. Remember we talked about this a few months ago.
They're closing up shop in Speedway, and 7-Eleven now is going to buy all those Speedways.
Yeah.
So it'll be, which makes sense. I think it makes maybe a little more sense to have 7-Eleven paired up with Speedway than Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of, like, you know, it's more of a traditional convenience store when you gas up, you know, you have more options. It just seems like it's a smarter choice for business.
It's like McDonald's getting out of Walmart. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, why is McDonald's in Walmart? I don't get that.
Exactly. That's the question. What do you need to be in a Walmart? There used to be the Home Depot that I went to in Culver City used to have a McDonald's in it. And I went,
Yeah.
You have a McDonald's and a Home Depot?
And the weird thing is, in the Target that I just mentioned, that's near me in New Jersey, there's a really nice Starbucks that's in the Target. But then there's also this really sad Pizza Hut that no one goes to.
Yeah,
so I don't understand why that's there.
Pizza Hut is on its way out. There's nothing you can... It just doesn't have any reason for being anymore. There's so many people... And it's an example of we're local... Yeah, there's a lot of competition because there's so much money in pizza and pasta, and frankly, theirs isn't very good and never has been. I remember going to school in Ohio. We used to go to the Pizza Hut, and the stuff is terrible, and it's always been terrible. Next, the storm and what's happened. So you should be we talked a couple of hours ago about the storm. You should be getting a little bit more wind and rain where you are on the coast of New Jersey right now than you had
hours. It's picking up. So around noon we'll get hit with the next band of it. Last night we got hit pretty hard. The rain just appeared out of nowhere. Torrential downpours, loss of power, just high winds. And it's actually in New York and New Jersey. This is especially in Manhattan. It's the highest. It's the strongest winds we've had since Hurricane Sandy, and that was in 2012. So this is even though
wiped out that portion of the world.
Sandy hit New Jersey so hard. Yeah. Well, it basically made landfall in Atlantic City, so it decimated so much. The storm surge, the flooding from that was just crazy. This will not be as bad, but the winds, the high winds will be on par with Sandy. So we've got pretty much from like noon through the rest of Tuesday night, maybe a little bit into Wednesday morning, and then I think we'll be finished with it at that point.
Yeah, so we are here where I am. I'm 200... nautical miles straight north of where you are, north and east to a point.
Yeah.
And where it's going up the coast and at the Hudson River.
It takes a turn
inland. Right. At the point where it is sort of attaches to the Hudson River in Manhattan, it's going up the Hudson River and it's affecting more a little bit on the east and west side of the Hudson River up into Vermont. Northeastern New York State, and then bingo, into Canada. See ya later!
It's very rare that a hurricane even makes it that far north.
Yes. Usually runs well out of energy by then. And it's not really a hurricane anymore anyway.
Yeah, tropical storm.
Tropical storm.
Say,
yep, exactly.
What is it? Isa Eus.
Yeah, I don't even bother. Nonsense. It's just today's storm. All right, speaking of storming, Elon Musk is storming around. Why? What's the focus on
him?
It's
kind of interesting. I think you'll actually enjoy this one because I have a feeling you're going to be on Elon Musk's side. I don't know why, but, you know, he sometimes just tweets random things and random thoughts from his mind. Maybe he gets stoned and he thinks about stuff and he tweets. I don't know. But he just, in a strange Twitter post that had kind of no background to it, he just tweeted, quote, aliens built the pyramids, meaning like obviously. Yep. And so Egypt's Minister of International Cooperation, Rania Al-Mashat, replied to Elon Musk's tweet and said, I follow your work with a lot of admiration. I invite you and SpaceX to explore the writings about how the pyramids were built and also check out the tombs of the pyramid builders. And then Egyptian archaeologist Zahi Hawass, who is Dr. Hawass is like on every Egyptian show, if you saw his face, you'd go, oh, that guy, he's been around forever. He really took exception to what Elon Musk was talking about, said it was, he called it a complete hallucination, and he said, I found the tombs of the pyramid builders that tell everyone that the builders of the pyramids are Egyptians, and they are not aliens. And so, then Elon Musk fired back, and apparently he found a BBC History article about the lives of the pyramid builders, and he said, this BBC article provides a sensible summary for how it was done. And so, I guess, for whatever reason, Elon Musk is sticking with his idea.
I'm sticking, right, I'm sticking with him.
Yeah. Aliens built the pyramids.
Absolutely sticking with him. There are too many questions about how those stones that weighed 5,000 pounds apiece were put into place, even if they had 100 slaves pulling it, the way the angle of the dangle, if you will, the angle of the incline, well, it makes it virtually impossible without sort of modern tools to get. I mean, there have been a lot of things that have happened thanks to ingenuity. When you think about Stonehenge, a lot of people think that those stones were placed there by aliens. And there is something to that, but there's also, historically speaking, the record that goes back to the Druid period of these stones being carted from the shore, horses pulling them up to where the Stonehenge creature, where the Stonehenge sort of cylindrical, well, it isn't really cylindrical. If you look at it from the top, it isn't cylindrical at all, but it's pretty amazing. And there is a straight line that goes from Southampton up to the northeast corner of England, I'm talking about a straight line that has all these artifacts, all kinds of artifacts. There are three or four other places like Stonehenge on that line, and there's an island on it. It's really pretty amazing, frankly, when you look at what is there and how it was created, and you think to yourself, how did any human beings do that? And you've asked yourself the right question, because in many cases, not all of them, but there are those stories that suggest that human beings were not, I want to use the word enslaved advisedly, but were asked to help or were brought in to help what aliens were doing. So the aliens that came from another planet somehow subjugated or got the humans that were around to help them build these, whether it's the Stonehenge or whether it's the pyramids, all that stuff. There are plenty of examples. Look at the Mayans and what they built from, how did they build that stuff? Nobody can explain how those things were built, because it's an out-of-this-world experience that allows them. That's sort of what they pay tribute to. I mean, think about it. The pyramids point to the sky. Why do they do that? The Mayan ruins basically all point upward. They don't go sideways. They go upward. And that's a tribute to what was, you know, what the influence was that came out of this, out of the heavens. All right, so are you happy you got me started on that, Victoria?
I knew it.
Ten. I'm so predictable. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour now, here on the DJV program, we are energized. Victoria and I are, and you are hopefully too. So many tasks and responsibilities that we have every day on this program. One of them is to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of movies and videos, the people that are involved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chucker is not with us today, so we're going to talk about a few celebrities and maybe a scandal or two as we move forward. Our presentation brought to you in part by the folks who are trying to help you lose weight. Your body's systems, the waste that's trapped in your body as you are trying to lose weight. If you lose it too quickly, the waste that's in your brain, your bones, your lungs, your skin, your heart, your stomach, all of that stuff stays there because it doesn't have a chance. Things, you know, some of these weight loss programs, whether you have the operation or you go on these crash diets and people are so proud of themselves. I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. Well, what did you lose? You lost the fat maybe, but all the other stuff that's in there that contaminates your body that's associated with all that fat, it's still there. So the best example I can give you, the best suggestion I can give you, is to go to Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural, and it works slowly and steadily. Very inexpensive. Go to toploss.com and see how you can sort of march your way to good health by getting your weight to the optimum number. The situation with COVID, as you know, most of the people who are dying are overweight. So if you don't want to have that fate, go to toploss.com, check out the world's foremost weight loss formula that is all natural, without stimulants, without drugs. And remember, it's safe not only for you and your spouse, but your entire family. Buy three, get three free, the BOGO deal.
take three or four of these capsules every night. I take them in the morning and at night because there's a lot of other good things in there that help your body. Great. The collagen's great for your skin. Man, this is one fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. Very successful. 86% success rate, as a matter of fact. So ChopLoss.com is the website. Order it now using the DJV code. Don't have to pay for shipping. And you get that summer sizzler BOGO deal. Start by buying three, get three free. Six-month program. You'll lose the weight. You'll keep it off. And you'll cleanse your body's systems of all of that stuff that you really ought to be getting rid of. All right? A focus on celebrity after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the gossip department, Victoria, full of all kinds of info about Ellen DeGeneres, and it looks like there are more people backing up the claims that she's nasty. The people that work with her are nasty. Brad Garrett got it started, and now Leah Thompson has added. She said it was a true story. The fact that they've all been treated horribly. You can't look at Ellen before, you know, you go on. What kind of nonsense?
See, the problem
is
though is Lewis and I were talking about this, and we both have dealt with talent with, you know, celebrities our entire careers. And I've always found that 90% of the time, it's the PR people, it's the publicist, it's
the jerks,
it's the agents, it's whatever. They're
so
the ones who say, don't
here?
Make eye contact. And for example, like the first time I met Jewel, she had a rider, which is a list of demands that artists have coming into, you know, wherever they're going to be. She had a rider that all of us were just trembling. We're like, she's going to be a nightmare.
I did two days, three hours a day as a coach. She was most, I wanted to run
she's
away
wonderful.
With her.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So, and she had this, like, I'll never forget, because I had just started working at Sirius, and I was in the talent wrangling department, and she had this very intricate breakfast order. So at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm running out to a diner to get this, like, breakfast order done for her. So I walk into the studio, and I don't make eye contact, because I was told not to. So I sort of just politely push the food in front of her, and she could not have been nicer. She didn't even know that breakfast was coming.
Sweet.
She didn't even order it.
She didn't even order it.
Yeah.
So wait,
so
is it
I don't buy
it.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.